I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Today, we're going to be talking about the process of metamorphosis. And last week, I talked about and I shared with you a dream that I had many years ago in which I and other people are witnessing this beautiful, numinous web, like a spider web, being lifted up by this whole host of butterflies. And this web was made up of six-sided hexagons that were interlocking like a honeycomb. And within each of those cells of the web, there was the outline of a burning candle, an illuminated candle. And we are aware in the dream that we are witnessing the emergence of a new consciousness on the planet. I shared more about that dream in last week's episode, and if you haven't heard it yet, you might want to pause this one and go back and listen to it to hear more of the details. But today I wanted to really focus in on one of the symbols of that dream, which is the butterflies that are lifting up this web. And I mentioned last week that the butterfly is the supreme example, really, of a creature that undergoes this complete change in their beingness, their way of being on the planet. They go from being caterpillars, which are earthbound and heavy and slow, and then they undergo this incredible transformation and become this creature that is so light and can fly and moves through the world pollinating flowers and plants. And the dream that came to me was showing me that this consciousness that is arising on the planet is lifted up by these creatures that have undergone this drastic and complete metamorphosis in themselves. And there was one detail to the dream that I didn't mention last week, which is after seeing this web arise and being lifted up by these butterflies, I myself discover in the dream that I can levitate and that this capacity, this ability to levitate is part of this new consciousness that's coming to the fore. So there's a way in which this new consciousness has a lightness to it, a levity to it, like butterflies do when they move through the world. But back to the symbol of the butterfly, and this, my understanding of this process came to me first by reading David Corton's book called From Empire to Earth Community. It is a really wonderful book, and he talks about what is called the Great Turning, which is a term that was coined by Joanna Macy. And the Great Turning refers to this moment in our history in which we are shifting now towards this new consciousness, this non-dual consciousness, and our part with and our integration with all of life on Earth. So anyway, David Corton, in his book, From Empire to Earth Community, references the work of evolution biologist Elizabeth Sartoris, who talks about this metamorphosis that happens to the caterpillar. And I bring this up, and David Corton brought this up, and many are looking at this as a teaching for us, a wisdom for us in this time of great tumult and dissolution of some of the systems that have been our norm. So the caterpillar lives on the earth as this earthbound creature who spends its life eating, engorging itself, and it can eat many times its weight in one day. And eventually it becomes so bloated that it just stops and it kind of surrenders and hangs upside down, and its skin turns into the outer shell of the chrysalis. And in that chrysalis stage, something quite remarkable happens. The body of the butterfly, or the caterpillar rather, the body of the caterpillar completely dissolves. It turns into a soup, just a mush. All of the systems break down. And then what begins to happen is particular cells that carry the DNA of the butterfly, of its shape, begin to emerge. And these emerging cells are called imaginal cells. And these imaginal cells that carry the information for this new creature that is going to be emerging, these imaginal cells begin to find each other. And they begin to form what are called imaginal buds. The imaginal buds are the early stages of this new organism, of the organs of the butterfly. Now, an interesting thing happens as these imaginal cells are arising and the imaginal buds are forming. There is still enough of the caterpillar's immune system intact to detect these emerging cells and imaginal buds, and it perceives them as an alien entity, and it begins to attack them, believing they are the enemy. This immune system of the caterpillar doesn't recognize that what is emerging is actually itself in a new form. And so it attacks the imaginal buds, but what happens is the imaginal cells just continue to emerge, and they continue to find each other, and they continue to organize into these imaginal buds, and they continue to form this new creature. And eventually, the butterfly emerges from the chrysalis. Now, that process, I really wanted to highlight it, because what is happening right now in our world is very much like what happens in that transition from caterpillar to butterfly. We are witnessing so much breakdown in our culture, in our world, and there is this knowing that there is a new thing that is arising on the planet. There has to be, because the way of the caterpillar, and as I spoke of it earlier in an earlier episode, the way of the ego mind, this idea of separateness, there is a deep knowing that that way and that way of being on the planet has no future. And so the time has come for a very drastic transformation to occur. And as this breakdown happens and this new vision begins to arise, there are also attacks that arise, attacks that are born out of fear of that which is coming forth, not recognizing that what is coming forth is actually the same being but taking on a new form. So when we consider our role, if we want to be evolutionary activists, if we want to cooperate with and facilitate this process, it's important to recognize that the evolutionary activist assumes the role of the imaginal cell, assumes the role of holding this vision of this cooperative and life-sustaining world. That is the vision that we hold. And in this metamorphosis, when the attacks begin to occur, the imaginal cell doesn't attack back, because that would be simply to prolong this process. It would not be to support the process, but to prolong it. And so The evolutionary activist keeps holding the vision of what is coming forth, keeps holding the vision of a healed world, keeps holding the vision of a global community that is living lightly on the earth. This metamorphosis of caterpillar into butterfly or dual consciousness into unitive consciousness, non-dual consciousness, this shift happens both collectively and inwardly. So we ourselves undergo this process of internal breakdown on this journey. And there may be times when you feel like your own life is falling apart or your own belief systems are falling apart and you don't know where to turn and you don't know what to do and you don't know what is happening. And I want to encourage you and reassure you that that is simply part of this process. This dissolution of what has been is, of course, a terrifying process. Where it's sort of like the baby being born, the womb waters break, and the environment that it has lived in, the only environment that it has known, begins to contract and force it through this birth canal. And what could be more terrifying than that? Than having the world that you have known begin to contract so forcefully that it is moving you into something that you have no capacity to understand because you haven't been there yet. You have no way to know what this new life will be like, what this new consciousness will be like, what this new world will be like. And yet, as the evolutionary activist, the spiritual understanding is part of that, this knowing that we are one with a greater life force and a greater wisdom that knows what it's doing, that we can trust this process. It may be frightening, it may be turbulent, but there is a process underway that you can trust. And I just want to reassure you of that this process is one that we can trust. And we cooperate with it by letting go of those things that keep us in the caterpillar frame of mind. And we'll be talking much more about that, because in this dissolution and emergence of the new being, really it is a process of letting go as much as it is embracing something new. So all of this I wanted to lift up for you and for us as we look at what's happening in our world and possibly in our own individual lives when there seems to be this dissolution, this breakdown, this conflict, this division, this arising of attack, to understand that this is a natural process. And to not see that there is an us-them happening. The caterpillar, as it's dissolving, there is no us-them. It is one organism that is undergoing an extreme, dramatic transformation. So that's the image that I want to leave with you for this week. This transformation of caterpillar into butterfly through this process of dissolution, holding the imaginal vision and enduring the attacks that come and just continuing to emerge and to find one another and form these imaginal buds that bring forth the new creature. And if you haven't yet done so, I encourage you to download the Awakening to Love in a Time of Fear, which is a short ebook that I've created to help guide you in this challenging and very interesting time in which we live. And you can find that download available on this webpage. So until next week, peace.